If you need to contact Narcotics Anonymous or are interested in our sponsorship Behind the Walls program, please contact ARSC Regional H&I, P.O. Box 1351, Phoenix, Arizona 85001. NA literature can be found on the tablets in the Indovo app by searching for Narcotics Anonymous. Narcotics Anonymous does not endorse and is not affiliated with the tablet manufacturer, the software, or the institution.
Addict named Linda, I'm grateful to be here with you all today. I really thank you for showing up. And this is a unique way of carrying the message to the people on the inside. So I'm going to go ahead and hand it over to Chris and see what you have on this particular IP, staying clean on the outside.
Wonderful. My name is Christopher. I'm an addict, and I'm grateful to be here. Thank you. What an honor to be able to talk to the men and women that are currently incarcerated, our brothers and sisters, addicts behind the walls. And I want to say first of all, you know, this IP23, staying clean on the outside, but we also stay clean on the inside. And I think that's very important, that Narcotics Anonymous is a way of life. Once we put down the drugs, it's about moving towards spiritual principles and being guided by other people within the fellowship that know how to live clean. So I think that's very important. When I think of the staying clean on the outside, the first thing that came to me was the concept of preconditioned habitual patterns and how they can only be broken through discipline. And I've been talking to my sponsor about, you know, we come in here with these habits, but then we need to develop a form of discipline. And a lot of times I look at discipline from an authoritarian perspective, and it's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is like a martial arts discipline or a discipline of moving towards healthy patterns. And really what this IP is talking about is creating these disciplines. And I encourage you to create them while you're incarcerated. I see too many of our brothers and sisters saying, I'll get to this when I get out. And it's so important that while we're in, especially with the new literature being downloaded into the laptop program, everything has changed. I see from perspective as a man that lived behind the walls at one time. And so we're so ahead of the game now. And I think we're very fortunate. We're very blessed. So I think really when I look at this IP, what I see is our actions are the ground we stand on. And it's imperative. I remember when I got out of the penitentiary, prior to getting out, I created a relationship in New Mexico with a gentleman named Jimmy H. And Jimmy would come into the prison on Wednesday nights, and I knew nobody in New Mexico. And the love from the men and women of Narcotics Anonymous, H and I, that were coming into the prison, the literature that was being sent in, and this lifestyle that they were living was being spoken to me, and it was resonating in my heart. So I paroled to a state I'd never lived in except by living there, being incarcerated. And immediately I remember calling Jimmy on my first day out and saying, will you pick me up and take me to a meeting? And that was prior to leaving the penitentiary. I called him before I got into the van. And this is imperative, that I think whether it's a coming out of a penitentiary, a treatment center, a hospital, a detox, that we immediately get in the hip pocket of men and women that know how to stay clean, and we start developing new behaviors and patterns. And it's laid out so simply in this IP. And this IP is really beautiful because it continuously talks about action, action, action. And what do we do? And it lays it all out for us. My biggest problem was I overthought everything. I was very complicated in trying to figure out a program that was very simple. It was already laid out for me. And they talked about, which they talk about in here, don't use no matter what. go to an NA meeting, ask your higher power to keep you clean today, call your sponsor, read NA literature, talking to other addicts, work the 12 step of Narcotics Anonymous. I would recommend today that you work all of these suggestions, you read this, and you begin applying this in your life while you're incarcerated. When you get out, I think it's incredibly important you find connections with men and women of Narcotics Anonymous, and you realize that if I build my life around Narcotics Anonymous, I will get a life that's incredibly beautiful. My experience is, as a man coming out of the penitentiary, I got caught up in a mindset, and that mindset was really, it was building my life around NA and then getting a life and forgetting that the only reason I had that life was because of Narcotics Anonymous. So here I am with 4 or 5 months, with 20 months clean, but 4 or 5 months outside of the walls. And suddenly I'm becoming a restaurateur. I'm going to own a restaurant over here. I'm moving to Santa Fe. And those preconditioned habitual patterns that I truly believe take about 5 years to effectively, you're a newcomer until you have 5 years. That's all I'm going to say. We can say whatever we want, but that's the way I was taught. I found myself going, this is not that important anymore. You know, this home group, this. Suddenly my mindset was moving into an economic mindset that I call it the 12 steps of prosperity. I started to believe that the restaurant was more important. I started to believe the move to Santa Fe, New Mexico was more important. I started to believe that I was more important, and that ego kept growing. And what created that was everything was lost. And I say everything was lost because I picked up once again due to my dismay and my surprise. My bottoms would be my teachers, and they weren't. And so suddenly I had all the answers. Thank God to the love of the men and women in Narcotics Anonymous that patiently waited for me to come back in outside of that room that I was dying in, using again, incarcerated by my own means into a cheap hotel. They kept telling me they loved me, they loved me, they loved me. And finally, I made it out of that room. And I've never had to use again. So I build my life around Narcotics Anonymous. This is a beautiful IP, staying clean on the outside, but please stay clean on the inside and realize this gift we've been given, this grace, can never be repaid. And right now, whether you're incarcerated or you're on the outside, you have an incredible, incredible opportunity to be of service to other people, because through the trials and tribulations and sufferings that we have gone through, we have this gift, and that is like no one else has. And there was a guy in Arizona in the prisons, and I was listening to him in a meeting share his experience, strength, and hope. And he's doing 25 years right now. And he has a life, no, he has 25 years clean. He has a life sentence. And man, I'm telling you what, there are men and women behind the walls that understand how to live clean and that this spiritual way of life is like nothing else. And I agree. And we can learn whether you're behind the walls or outside the walls. So, Linda, I really appreciate you asking me to be a part of your panel today. And I'm looking forward to hearing what Alex has to say and LP I learned from these guys as well, and I hope that my message is a message that you can walk with in your heart today. Thank you.
Thanks, Christopher. I really appreciate what you had to say, man. I definitely agree, like that discipline, right? Building those new habits, and like it doesn't have to come from this authoritarian place. Like for so long I thought it had to be like this black and white thinking of like like it had to be this laid out this way and like done a certain way. And like that's just not the case today. It's like discipline of making that better, those better habits, right? And like that you touched on, I don't have the pamphlet in front of me, but just the everything it talked about in that pamphlet of like, reading NA literature, going to a meeting, reaching out and calling people, just all those little things we can start doing while we're on the inside. And just kind of like can start adding up. That's what really helped me. I've never been kind of like in prison per se, but like I've been to a lot of institutions and like treatment centers and stuff. And what really helped me in those situations, right, was like there was one big suggestion in that pamphlet that talked about going to a meeting on your first day out. And that was a huge one for me because like I would like it says in that pamphlet, it's like it's easy to think like it's kind of like a vacation your first day, like oh I don't need to do this anymore, like I'm good or whatever the case is. And it's like no, like I don't know, I like for me it was like I needed to get those phone numbers or whatever it was, or call the helpline and or the phone line and have somebody meet me at a meeting, and I don't know, just go and do that. And that's when like when I got out, that was when the real recovery started for me at least, like because that's when I learned like how to be on my own, right? And like it was at first it kind of was a little overwhelming and just like holy cow, man. Like, I'm kind of out in the world, and like, this is kind of unfamiliar territory at first. But like, through Narcotics Anonymous, I learned really quickly, like, that's what gave me the tools to like live in the real world or the world outside of kind of like everything else. And I'm really grateful for that because, like, the fellowship taught me a lot of things, man. Like, I grew up in this fellowship, and like, I learned how to become a productive member of society in this fellowship. Like, I learned everything from like how to do daily chores and like laundry and like all that stuff to how to hold a job to like graduate college and like all that stuff in Narcotics Anonymous. And I'm really proud of that, man. Like when I got here, I was just some kid, some 18-year-old kid, like about to graduate high school, and like now I can hold a job and hold a job pretty well and doing some pretty cool stuff, and like I'm just able to support myself, and it's a miracle, man. It's a miracle. I never thought I'd be able to say that. And yeah, I don't know, staying clean on the outside is I don't know, I used to think like I used to pass up that IP because like I was like oh yeah, it doesn't apply to me, but like there's some really good stuff in there about just I don't know, like that I think applies to everybody, like just reading, like just the fact of like what stuck out to me the other day was like if you can't get to a meeting or whatever, just like reading NA literature helps, right? Or like calling another addict, that connection we need in NA. Like, I don't just show up to meetings to show up to meetings. Like, I is a 12-step program, obviously, and the solutions and the steps, but I also need the connection of other addicts. So, like, if I'm not trying to connect with other people and like connect with the fellowship, like, what am I doing? Yeah, I don't know. I'm really grateful for this program. Really grateful that we have IPs to lay out the simplicity and the basics of things. Because I need things broken down on a basic level sometimes. So, thanks for letting me share.
My name is LP. I'm an addict in Tucson. I love this. I love this IP. I love the literature in general. I think right away, Christopher, I appreciate you saying that. Like, this is not just about staying clean on the inside, or staying clean on the outside, but also on the inside as well. When I was reading through this IP, man, it just started to bring up all the memories, all the emotions, man, of me first getting turned on to Narcotics Anonymous and kind of being confused about the whole process, right? I spent a majority of my life locked up, right? Be that at a youth authority or prison or jail or another institution, in and out of treatment centers. I feel like the whole time wanting or somewhere inside me deeply knowing, like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this, but I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do, which is why I love H&I so much. And I love the idea of carrying the message behind the walls or to treatment facilities where people don't have access to regular meetings, because for me, it took just that, right? It took for somebody to come in and start to explain this process, you know, and that there was a way out, you know. This is a program of, like, connection, of empathy, right? And I love it says in a part of that on the pamphlet where it says that we cannot afford to be alienated, right? And I love that. I love that sense, because that's what it was for me, right? I needed to find a little bit of hope, just a little bit of hope, right? And I, for me, it's like, if I've spent all these years, right, decade after decade after decade, running and gunning and in and out of locked up, and like, how could this not be me? I needed someone to really break that down, because in my past, in my track record, this is who I am, you know? And so there's this facade of, like, I'm always going to be like this, you know, I'm always going to be like this. And so, you know, for me, meeting other men in the program and meeting other people that I know, they've been shooting dope longer than I've been alive, right? And I met them and they were clean, right? They were clean. Guys that had been in and out of prison 20, 30, 40 years, right? And they were home and they were clean, you know? And I was just blown away. I was blown away. And I asked the same question, like we all ask, like, how? How? Please enlighten me, right? I would love to know, you know, how someone in your situation does that. And we hear the same stuff at every time that we ask that, you know. You want to read the literature, you want to find a sponsor, you want to be of service, you want to work some steps, you know. And I love that that's a recipe, and the recipe doesn't change, right? Absolutely 100% of the time, it's the same recipe every single time. Okay. Same thing like following a recipe if we're following on the back of a cake. Okay. If I follow that recipe to the T every single time, I get a cake, no matter what. No matter what. Right. If I put A, B, C, D, E in the same order every time, you know, and that works for me, and that holds true for me. For this fellowship and for this program, man, because what happened is, you know, for someone like me to come out and have a little bit of hope or belief that, like, change is possible, you know, from the inside, that all I had to do was follow these steps. And that's why I was like, I always throw a big shout out to, like, the predecessors in this program and the people that came before me that really laid this path for me, right? That really were able to show me, like, they didn't show me, they told me, right? Told me, look, this is what we're doing, okay? We're going to this meeting, get in a truck, okay? We're going to write these steps. Here's the book, okay? We're going to be of service. Here's your commitment. And that's the kind of recovery, that's what I needed at the time, right? And so, like, reading through this pamphlet, man, just brings me back to, you know, on many a days, I have a very similar history, like Christopher was talking about, like, where I got out, and I just believe, like, I'm okay, right? I've been clean for this amount of time. I feel okay, right? I got the job. The job is okay. You know, I have the girlfriend or the place or the things. The things came and I felt okay, right? And that's the sneaky part about this disease, is it's going to allow me to believe that if I let it, right? I have to, on a daily basis, combat that disease the same with everything that I have, man. So, you know, reading through this makes me just reminds me of being in a penitentiary, watching outside meetings come in, getting understanding for what they meant, and then bringing us literature. And I spent years combing through NA literature, you know, on a prison yard, day after day after day with guys, you know, because that message was brought to them. They were able to bring that message to me. And we were able to go through it piece by piece, man. And it really started to reach out to me, where I knew, like, oh, this is me, right? I feel like if you're an addict, like I'm an addict, there's no piece of this literature. I can read this literature over and over, and every time I'm like, oh, that's me right there. Yep, that's me. All this IP, this chapter, yep, that's me. And that's huge, man, because that gives me hope, because I see guys, I see them prospering, you know. I see them out and clean and alive and free, and you know, they get the children back, and they get the job, and they're able to just wake up, you know, with that sense of freedom, man. That it's just absolutely amazing, man. I love this IP. I love this program.
My name is Chris. I'm an addict, Christopher. And you know, the thing I wanted to talk about too, and thank you for your message. That was beautiful, both you guys. The life that we get to live today and the life we can live incarcerated through this lifestyle, Narcotics Anonymous is a lifestyle, is so beautiful. There's something that is so powerful about this gift of grace we've been given. And I'm just so grateful that I understand today. It's so much more. It always comes down to don't use no matter what. But it's so much more than not using, because it's this feeling of peace, love, belonging. The gentleman talked about the step works. The step works were my roadmap to my own humanity. They gave me the ability to look outside of myself, and that word empathy that was used a moment ago is just so key. And you know, when I go into the detox, or I go back into the penitentiaries, or I look at my daughter who's now 20 and living in Brazil, going to college in DC, and the gift of becoming her father when her real father, who's biologically passed away, coming out of the penitentiary, was my partner in the dope business. And by staying clean, I got this beautiful young woman in my life I got to raise and be a part of. The gifts are unbelievable, and they all start with not using, but then it becomes so much more, so much more. And this altruistic way of life that our predecessors laid out for us, that LP so eloquently touched on, all we have to do is follow their headlights. All we have to do is follow their headlights. It says in our literature that those who build their, it says those who truly build their lives around Narcotics Anonymous will never use again. And that's a promise. And I so much value Narcotics Anonymous. I so much value it. And I hope that anybody that's listening to this today will take a chance on our way of life, and see what can offer them. So really grateful to be here. And I want to thank both the gentlemen for sharing. I'm really, really full of gratitude right now.
My name is LP. I'm an addict. I just love that word connection, right? Because I know for me, that's exactly what it meant. That's exactly what I needed right away, right? I love that it talks about going to a meeting the first day. I love that it talks about reaching out to somebody ahead of time, right? We have this sponsorship behind the walls. We have guys that are willing to take their time out of their day to come up to these penitentiaries and to these treatment centers and talk to guys. And I know for me, being on the other side, when I go into a treatment center, I go in and carry a message. I love to meet people, right? We get big hugs. We, you know, we talk a lot of shit, right? Okay. And we're able to connect in a way that's very different because I've been in them, right? I am them. I've been where they're at. And in the end, what happens is that when I see these people and we're out and I tell them, hey, come to this home group, come to this meeting, you know, here's where our meeting directors are at, right? And I see them, I can see that sense of connection right away. Right. And it happened to me too. I'm inside, somebody comes in. When I go somewhere, I don't know anybody, and I see that one person I know and I get that one hug, I'm like, okay, I'm here. Right. Like I belong here. This is where I'm supposed to be at because he told me to meet him here. Right. And I had that specific invite. And I just think that's crucial to this whole role, man, is that we're able to bridge that gap, you know, from day one. Because I've been in that situation, you know, I've been in treatment and I thought to myself, okay, I've been programming straight for 90 days. You understand? I'm gonna go ahead and go see the girlfriend. I'm gonna go ahead and get some food. I'm gonna go ahead and see my son. I'm gonna do X, Y, Z, right? All of these things that I would never have if it wasn't for a program, you know. And so I think that's a huge misconception, man. And I really feel like this staying clean on the inside, man. It goes so much farther than using drugs, right? Just like our program does. And I feel like something that's always boggled me. You know, like they call it Narcotics Anonymous. I thought this is all about narcotics, narcotics, narcotics. And then we get clean and we start to write and we start to pray and we start to write and we start to listen to other men and we realize that has very little to do with dope. You know, has very little to do with dope. And so I feel like you know, this IP can be used like that, like staying clean on the inside, staying clean on the outside. It is really a matter of staying clean, living clean, you know, and starting to understand that I'm not the sum of what I've done. You know, I'm just not, you know, I am not the person that did all of these different things in the past. Like, that is just not who I am today, you know? And so breaking down those barriers and breaking down those common misconceptions, I think are just crucial, man. Along with having connection with people, like link up, get a sponsor right away, call someone right away. You just got to take that first step, you know, just that first little bit of being uncomfortable or asking another man, like, hey, can you work with me? Or, hey, I don't know what's going on, right? They told me, you go, you sit in the front row, right? You lift your hand up, you say, my name's so and so, and I'm an addict, and I don't know what's going on. It's life-saving. It's life-saving.
All right, I want to thank you guys for being here today again and sharing your experience, strength, and hope. I just being connected with you guys is it's a gift. It's a gift. And getting to do this through the virtual platform, finding ways and means to do things differently. And how cool is that to nourish
Yeah.
our asset of curiosity. How can we do better? You know, how can we reach people better? And so, being of service, I truly believe, is the antidote to the core of my disease, which is self-centeredness. And so, being of service in a selfless way is really so cool. And I really thank you for participating in it today.
Thank you,
Thank
Linda.
you, Linda. I appreciate you.
Have an incredibly beautiful day, everybody.
If you would like to speak directly with a member of Narcotics Anonymous, please contact our phone line at 844-991-AZN. Again, that's 844-991-2962.